It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Mott's Radio, RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a Monday. We are back.
Yay.
Fresh from Singapore.
You really hear the excitement in our voices.
Well, just because we're so tired. It was like a really crazy trip.
And it's like Monday blues to the nth level. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, one... It's a Monday, it's back to the work week. Two, you just came from a really awesome trip, and then you have to go back to work.
So. Awesome and tiring.
Yeah.
But thank you to everyone in Singapore.
Yeah.
Thank you. Much better than anyone ever imagined.
Even Summit didn't expect that kind
of... No, we were kind of like, we felt bad because, you know, we were really plugging it because we were like, oh my gosh.
Nobody's going to go. Yeah.
So to get so many tweets saying that they went there, but they had to be turned away because...
Yeah.
There was a cutoff, and they were like, you didn't even tell us there was a cutoff.
We didn't know.
We wanted to say, like, we didn't know we would need
a cutoff.
We thought
that was a Manila problem.
You know, we really thought, like, since we were like 7 hours, what are we going to do 7 hours? We thought there would be lots of times where we
have time to just, like, sit down.
Sitting down, just talking to each other, waiting for people to come in.
Kind of why we put drinks into the mix as well.
We didn't know.
Yeah, that's exactly why we did.
We didn't know.
Because we really thought that we would have so much time in our hands.
Although drinks, we did have.
Yeah, we had lots.
And lots, except me.
Uwi.
What? Cranberry?
Tsaka lakas ng loob nito, not the whole time.
Of
choosing.
Course.
Oh, shot, shot. Where is it? Where is it?
What? Oh, that's what we talked about before leaving.
I guess that's true.
So.
And I just really remember like the feeling that at the start I was like, okay, yeah, we can take our time. And
yeah, then, all of us. We had long dedications, you know?
I know.
And then.
And we had to shorten it eventually because, you know.
And
but
we were told. We were told.
Yeah.
Like, guys, they're waiting outside,
we'll go past 7 p.m. So.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. I mean, way better than everyone, anyone ever imagined.
And also the reception, the kind of reception you get from Filipinos. It's just really heartwarming.
Yeah.
So we really, really wanted to stay and like say hello to everyone. It's just that, you know, there was so many people.
And also it was a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Because the people who were with us organizing the whole thing weren't from there.
Yeah.
So they didn't know where everything was at.
So they didn't know where everything was at, But just thank you.
Thank you.
To everyone who made it to the book launch and to those of you guys who went there but couldn't make the cutoff.
Yeah. But stayed around
anyway.
Hopefully
we can make it up to you somehow.
I have some of the notes that were given to us. Because people kept giving us notes, right? So
we
have them.
Because I'm sure they'll hear it...
on the podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah, but thank you. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, I guess we'll be telling stories the whole day.
About the trip.
All right, so we've got a top 10 for you guys today. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for suggesting this.
Best.
We are looking for the top 10. What's the difference?
What do you mean?
For example, what's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife?
Oh.
About 20 kilograms.
Oh!
It's actually not what I was thinking, but...
Or, what's the difference between a straight guy and a gay guy?
What?
About 3 beers.
Okay.
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 So, just ways to, you know...
To differentiate things.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I mean, obviously, there are... I'm sure we'll get the more serious ones.
Yeah.
Like, what's
Of course, we gravitate towards the non-serious ones.
Actually, it could be like a trivia thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between a sea cow and a... dugong.
Yeah, if there is.
Like a manatee, and a dugong.
Mm-hmm. And a dugong.
A dugong.
A dugong.
One is like...
You're becoming like Della.
I think one is a no. One is freshwater. But the one has a paddle-like...
The spelling.
...tail. And then there's one na parang fish. I mean, dolphin.
Yeah, a little tail-like.
Which, yeah.
I think the manatee is the one with a...
One of the two, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? I think
well, that's exactly why we have this topic, because eventually we'll find out.
I think the manatee is the one in Florida. I think it's like freshwater, and then the dugong is the one in
Palawan has
Palawan.
One.
Yeah. So I guess that's
not one,
that's
but
a salt water.
It's a lang eh.
Yeah.
Palawan has one. Tapos si nag-ikot-ikot na talaga siya.
Palameni.
It's my territory.
Palameni.
The Palameni. Okay. The Palawan.
Not Palawan. Palameni. Okay.
All right. So the top 10. What's the difference? If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what's the difference in all your tweets.
All right. And with that, we open up the show with this one.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Monday. It's a Monday.
To a Monday.
It's a mundane Monday. No, welcome to a brand new week. Today is, well, we're counting down the final few days of April. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow, you're right.
And then it's going to be the last month of summer, which is May, and then it's back to school.
Well, you know what's good, though?
What?
It's like you're just going to school. Well, no school level. You're just going to work for like 2 days, and then you're vacation again. Because it's a holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
May 1 is a holiday. So, it's not so bad. It's one of those Mondays where, at least for them.
Yeah.
It's one of those Mondays like, well, it's just 2 days and then yeah, I'm back to a vacation.
Oh, man. But yeah, welcome to April 29, 2013. My name is Del, I guess. The feud continues.
Your name is Del, I guess.
Okay. My name is Del. I guess the feud continues.
There you go.
Okay.
Mind your pauses.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The Barreta family feud continues to polarize the controversial showbiz family, even as industry insiders try to figure out who's telling the truth. Matriarch Inday Barreta on one hand, and her son Joaquin or JJ on the other. The latest update on the controversy has Gretchen's U.S.-based sister Gia Barreta Reyes siding with Inday and Claudine. Gia gave her reasons for defending Claudine and condemning Gretchen in a letter sent to Inday and published in Philippine Star Entertainment editor Ricky Law's column on April 26. In her letter, Gia says, she welcomes Gretchen's wish not to be part of our family, even if they have never alienated the actress when she wanted to be with them. Gia further tells Gretchen, quote, you have hurt us in ways that have put decency to shame. You have had no rules when you attacked us. If the attack were physical, then it would be bearable. Bruises heal. But the attack has always been vicious, below the belt, and so evil that the wound born from it cannot heal. Gia reminded Gretchen that she could not have given the Barretas the kind of life they were enjoying with her then meager earnings as a 12-year-old actress. Gia added that their father never forced Gretchen to join show business. Now, in defense of Claudine, Gia also said that it was Claudine who provided for the family when times were tough. As for Joaquin Barreto's defense of Gretchen, Gia has this to say, quote, JJ's comments on TV are only credible in as far as he is caught between a rock and a hard place because he is in your employ.
Oh.
Gia's final appeal to Gretchen is for her to stop hounding us like an attack dog. She pleaded to Gretchen to just leave us in peace. Gia ended her letter by telling Gretchen, leave my family alone.
Yikes. It's almost like every day there's another member of the family speaking out. And obviously the more people involved, the more magulo it becomes because you have so many opinions on it.
Right. And that's the truth. People don't know who's telling the truth.
Yeah. Because look, for most people, like, we don't know, you know, for the general public, we don't personally know the other members of the family.
Yes.
So you can't be in a position to say, unlike, let's say, with family and friends, they could go, oh, she's telling the truth or he's telling the truth.
Yeah, because we know them better.
We know them better. But for the rest of us,
we just know them as celebrities.
We're just basing it on these very public letters that they're sending to each other, but in public.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And apparently it's not going to stop anytime soon.
No, well, everyone's palaban, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's having their say. And
like we said the last time, because it's kind of difficult when everybody's being so public now,
yeah.
How can you stay quiet?
Because people feel the need to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And also you feel like, wait, if I don't say anything, people are going to think that it's
that,
true.
That it's true. And, you know, your silence, I actually hate that.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes when somebody says something horrible about us and they go, why don't you say something? And I'm like, but, you know, you'd fall into that whole cycle where you'll say something and then they'll say something. But then it's true. You know, if you stay silent, everybody will assume what the other guy is saying is true.
It's
That's
just,
horrible.
Well, it's sadder when you know that these people are actually related by blood.
Yeah.
Actually came from the same set of parents.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's sibling against sibling, parent against sibling.
Yeah.
I mean, parent against child. And it's
child
just
against parent.
Child against parent. Whoa, okay. Well, I guess the feud continues.
Yeah.
All right, that's the first news update we have for you on this very beautiful and fresh Monday. The only thing not fresh about this Monday
are
the
hosts.
I mean, you could hear it in our voices. We arrived late. Our flight came in at 10.
Yeah, past 10. Oh, no, 10.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, for instance.
Immigration.
I had to, yeah, and plus, like, I had to go and feed the cats. And, you know,
right.
I didn't get to sleep until way past 12. So.
Wow. All right, so it's going to be a little difficult starting the show. You'll feel a little weird because our voices are
a little
tired.
Well, maybe when we have something warm gushing down our throats.
That's more like
okay,
it.
Okay, there you go. Energy now.
All right, even the thought of it is enough to power
me
up.
I know, right?
All right, you got us all the way until 10. It's glad to be back home.
Yes.
Here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we've got Paul Jeffrey to thank for this topic, the top 10. What's the difference?
I love how a little teddy bear inside the booth can cause so much disgust.
Yes.
Well, it's a
dirty
dust
bear.
It's a dust trap.
It's my gift pa naman to you.
Among other things, you don't know if it's just dust.
What else could be in that bear?
Oh. You don't know where that bear has been.
I know. Don't ask questions you're not prepared to be.
You know how bears are supposed to counter loneliness?
They are?
Yeah, a teddy bear. Parang you hug them and you're like,
oh. Well, I never had a teddy bear.
Ano sabi ng polar bear nung masyadong lumamig?
Ano?
Bear.
Sulit ang batuhin.
Call center guy. Stay in Singapore.
So cold.
It's so cold.
It's so cold.
You know what an interesting weekend we had. It was insane.
It was insane. You know, it's so weird eh. Kasi parang,
and it was so quick.
Syempre, it was fun because it's a vacation. But it was also work. So it's a little bit stressful. But then it's fun because it's, you know, we're in Singapore together. But then it's a little difficult because it's work. But then it's also fun because it's...
Tama na.
Okay, kaya man. Sige.
It was.
Let him go on. Let's see how long it goes.
But it was really... It was work. Because, you know, having
Well,
to,
it was.
It,
yeah.
I mean, it is work just because... Having to go there, you know, we all didn't sleep much. That was when we were there. We just wanted to go everywhere.
Yeah. Actually, it's it. We wanted to let's go here and then there. And
let's
then,
order
but
this
we can't.
Food. Let's.
Pero wala kasi yeah. You know,
ang natutuloy lang pag food eh. Pag food la tayo.
Pag food game kagad eh, no? Where did you guys eat Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, we.
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. The
Where
best
durian ever.
The best 10 Singapore dollars ever spent.
Each.
It's a good thing I didn't go with you guys.
Oh my gosh.
No, you know what we
did? Saved some of our best burps for you.
Yeah.
We'll burp it today.
It was funny because we bought the durian, like the really expensive durian.
Right.
The king.
The king. Oh, parang it's so expensive. Talagang meron pa nakalagay 100% guaranteed.
Right.
Na talagang you will like.
And then, so it was really good.
So we bought it. Yeah. And then we were like, okay, let's just go to the food court, like the hawker's place.
Okay, yeah.
And then we were going to sit there and eat it.
Were they clean hawkers?
Not sure.
Okay.
We washed our hands first.
Okay, that's good.
And then that's all we ate.
For lunch. And we like.
So was it really good?
Alam mo yung ano, like,
the king
you can't eat it na parang with your eyes open. kasi mapapapikit ka talaga.
Sobrang baho.
The moment. No, not the baho.
Paano kaya?
Alam mo yun, because it's so delicious, nakasara yung mata mo.
Was this the one near our hotel?
Yes.
By Bugis?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bugis.
Yeah.
And then it was so good.
And then you were like, but we had...
Sweet and creamy, no?
Yeah. Grabe talaga. It was really good. And then we had alcohol, alcohol, wipes... To make sure that, you know, we get... Because you can't...
The smell either, off of it, yeah.
No, it's not just that. You need to lick your hands.
I wanted to lick Del's hands.
Ugh.
Kasi tapos na.
Sana pala sumama na ako. Sana pala sumama na ako kahit di ako makain ng durian.
Hindi kasi all the creamy stuff.
Yeah, it's so creamy.
Tapos sabi ko, Chico, hanapin mo kung nasan yung durian.
Follow the scent.
Warmer.
Pero grabe, it was so good.
So you literally just ate durian for lunch?
Yeah,
for lunch.
It's more than enough.
That's crazy.
More than enough.
Pero I
thought... No, laksa naman in the airport.
Yeah. It was enough kasi it was something for the senses.
Yeah.
So sino-sino kayo?
Grabe talaga. But you know, I think we really need to do the top 10.
Okay.
Here we go, the top 10.
Kasi Del.
Yeah.
Sino-sino kayo, Del? Kasi I know you were with your
sister.
With
our barkada. Diba? It's true. Totoo naman. Barkada naman talaga yan. Okay, so here we go. Let's start off with OMG. What's the difference? We're doing the top 10. What's the difference? What's the difference between a fairy tale and my life?
What?
My life doesn't have a happy ending.
No.
You don't know that. No.
And saka, diba, a fairy tale, going up to the happy ending, it's always like so challenging and always miserable.
Always bad before it turns good.
Yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between a blonde and a computer?
What?
If you put information into a computer, it retains it. Let's see here. What, Drix, what's the difference between you and me?
What?
Class.
Nah.
OMGN says, what's the difference between a door and a...
A door and a...
You'll get it when you...
Yeah.
Okay, what?
A door and a... Parehong labas-pasok ang mga tao, pero isa binabayaran. It's a turnstile na may yung may bayad.
Yung may parang ting yung may pass.
Door kasi wala eh, parang you know.
Wala na, pasok lang na pasok. Pasok labas, pasok labas.
Eh so I have to pay kasi no entry pag no.
Parang ano siya, parang turnstile no into entry, a theater.
No money, no entry.
Yes. And also let's see here.
You okay? Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait lang. You okay?
Kasi I'm getting it from the internet eh. Wait. Okay.
Are you prepared for this from, top 10?
Huh? Just for the first, I'm reading it straight from the okay, from Super Wabi. What's the difference between a fisherman and a lazy schoolboy?
What?
One baits his hook. The other hates his book.
Ah.
Asin, what's one of your first letters?
All right, while you're looking for that, can we just say hello to the Pancho and to the Desiderio family who enjoyed their outing yesterday? That's coming from Joanne Charmed. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chen Yang, just saying hello to the Super Friends, Craze, Twitch Champs, Rochelle Joycey, Rocky, Glenn, and Limwell. It's their third and last day in Caramoan, and they're tuned in.
Ooh,
wow.
Thank you.
Cool.
Alan Ruiz, just saying hello to the wife, Norley. Not feeling that great today, so hopefully you feel better by the end of the day.
Get well soon.
Or by midday. That would be nice. And where was that? Quick hello as well to I Am Not Rai Rai, who says hello to Tita Tess, Ate Ja, and the Chun Chow Chow. And to Chun Chow Chow and to the Silent Russia family. Hello.
Thank you. All right. And also, OMGN says, what's the difference between Bangin and you?
What?
Nahulog ako sa'yo.
No.
Because
sa Bangin, nakita niya from a mile
niya,
away.
Yeah. Ito, I didn't see it coming. Bigla na lang nahulog ako sa'yo.
Bigla na lang, bam!
Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between a hill and a Viagra?
What?
One's hard to get up, other one's hard to get down. Bahala ka na, which is which. And kaya ligayahan mo says, what's the difference between you and a bitch?
What?
Not much.
I like that.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, what's the difference, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
what's the difference between you and your boss?
What?
When your boss doesn't do it, he's busy. When you don't do it, you're lazy.
How true.
Diba? Pag siya, parang, look, I'm busy. Pero pag ikaw ang, you know, the same thing, the same task, and you don't do it,
you're such a lazy employee. Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's just a teaser for what we're looking for, but that's exactly what we're looking for. The top 10, what's the difference? If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What's the Difference?
Summer's hottest, RX93.1, between the raindrops. It was a rainy Singapore that we got to on Friday.
It was. It's kind of nice that on the actual, like Friday and Sunday was rainy, but on the day of the book signing, it was actually sunny.
Yeah, it was.
It's pretty nice.
It was, we were fortunate.
I know. I mean, it only rained in the morning.
Right.
But by like mid-morning, it was already sunny.
I know.
Very nice.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Hey, somebody, of course, we have nerds all over our show.
Yeah.
The two of which I'm doing the show with. But you know what? Raymond says the manatee is rounded tail. It's in the Americas, more seagoing.
Yes.
Dugong.
Where?
The Americas, Latin America, North America. Dugong is forked tail and it roams Africa all the way to Asia.
There you go.
So what we have is the dugong.
Dugong.
So ano mas gusto mo, yung manatee o yung dugong?
Yung meron tayo. Because you remember we went
to... The manatee.
To...
The manatee.
No, the dugong.
Ah, the dugong.
Yung dugong sa Palawan, remember?
Yeah.
They say it's so calm. It just forages.
Sana may manono dugong na color blue. Para dugong bughao. Diba?
Really?
I love it. I love it. All right, so the top 10. What's the difference? Thank you very much to... Paul Jeffrey for suggesting this. Let's start off with Butter Baby. O, pwedeng magpadala kayo ng mga ganito, yung mga banat.
Okay.
What's the difference between a happy me and a sad me?
What?
You.
Not.
Okay, tama na.
I knew it.
Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between a terrorist and your mother?
What?
You can negotiate with a terrorist.
Wow, somebody hates mother-in-laws.
I know. OMGN says, what's the difference between Lady Gaga and you?
What?
Tanggalin mo yung lady.
Oh, these entries will get you into a fight.
Away
talaga.
That guy marked X says, what's the difference between you and a garden?
And a garden?
Garden.
Okay. What?
Yung garden na didiligan.
Club.
Hey, I wanted
parang
to go
I see a pattern of bitchiness.
I know, right?
What, the
I wanted to
garden.
Go to the gardens by the bay.
Me yeah. too.
Ang ganda nung, I always so nice. See it. Eh. I always see it.
Wait,
that I never.
This is different, but from the botanical garden.
Maybe it's the same. It's the one that looks
the
like
one
a bra.
Near... No, not a bra. Parang, not a no.
Like shades na baligtad. Hindi ba yun yun?
Hindi. To me, it seemed like the skeleton of a dinosaur.
Pero di ba parang two, like,
yes.
two mounds?
Parang two mounds na made wait. Of, like, arcs.
Yeah. Kaya I thought parang, they look like, parang bra ni Lady Gaga.
To me naman, it looked like, alam mo yung sa natural, Museum of Natural History?
Yeah.
When they have those big skeletons of dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the back. That's what it reminds
wait,
me
is
of.
It?
You super see it sa ano? You super see it from the Singapore flyer.
Yeah, we
is
we
it near
see
Bay
it.
Sands?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you where you were sitting during the signing?
Yeah.
All you had to do was look to your right, and it was there it in was plain
the
sight.
Big dome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang two domes. Eh. Parang
two domes. So, parang bra. Mm-hmm. Or dalawang dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Two dinosaurs. Layo naman ang dalawang dinosaurs sa dalawang bra.
Well, depends on how.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Chico, that's too much.
That's too much, Chico. You're taking it to a different level.
Really, yeah, really.
Pero wow, kudos to you guys. Because you withstood how many shots?
I know, right?
I mean...
Ilang shots yun?
I don't know, close to 10.
Siguro mga 10. Close to 10, yeah.
But
it was the tequila that got me, though.
Grabe, alam mo ba to? Kasi katabi ko siya, di ba? I was in the middle. It was becoming very...
I like the Baileys, though. It's so sweet. Baileys. I mean, parang lang...
Parang coffee. Like,
yeah.
And, no, ito talaga, grabe. Tsaka yung nagsaslur na.
Oo nga.
You know what nagsaslur? Was he slurring?
Nagsaslur ka! Really? Ito naman si Chico, you know, he had this moment where he was like staring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huy, go back to signing. And then, oh yeah.
I was trying to think nga, na parang kasi ba, we went out that night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if I was more buzzed during the signing or when we actually went out.
I wasn't. Strangely.
Well, most likely because it was
during
fast.
The signing.
No, even in the even when we went out.
I can't.
Siguro wala ako masyadong kasing
bet.
Oo.
And then may bet ka.
Ay, nako. Never mind.
Lagi ka naman may bet eh.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere
kasi
you go,
kasi dumakamin ng loto eh. There. Kaya nagbet ako.
Ganon.
Better. You are a better person.
That's why since I have so many bets, I started a log.
Yeah, I know.
Sa lahat ng mga bet ko.
Ay, eto na.
No, kasi parang, di ba, you can log all your bets there. Yeah. Para you don't forget na, ay, nagbet pala ako noong isang araw. Cristiano Ronaldo says...
Tapos minsan tinitingnan mo lang siya.
Siyempre. Titignan mo dapat yung log mo ng mga bets. Cristiano Ronaldo says, what's the difference between your mother-in-law and a magnet?
What?
A magnet has a positive side. Diba may poles
yes.
yun eh. Negative and positive. For Rene Boy says, what's the difference between you and my dog?
What?
My dog knows how to stay. Mash Plutonium says, what's the difference between you and Divisoria?
What?
Divisoria, masikip.
Like, kasi you're very loose when it comes to like
your morals.
Your morals. Your policies in life. Very, very loose.
Sebastian says, what's the difference between your car and your girlfriend?
What?
Yung car, pwede mo sakyan all day. All right, and
kasi,
the entry.
Ano eh, nagpipiggyback riding siya
dun sa ano. Yung girlfriend mo, baka hindi mo masakyan yung trip niya.
Yung humor.
Oh, yung trip niya for the day. Parang okay lang siguro, 1 hour of your telenovelas or whatever it is you like.
Yung mga trip mo, hindi ko masakyan talaga.
Yun.
And the top, what's the difference, comes from Super Wabi.
Super Wabi says...
What's the difference between light and hard?
Light and hard?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Massage?
No. What's the difference between light and hard?
What?
You are still capable of sleeping with the light on.
All right, wrap it up.
Bakit di ka mo pwede matulog dun sa ano?
Pag masyado matigas kasi yung kutsyon,
hindi mo kaya.
Hard.
Ako kaya ko.
The floor.
Hindi enough, kaya ko.
Masakit eh.
Masakit.
Pero they say it's better for the back, ha? Pag firm yung
really?
Head.
Really? How do you know?
Yeah, it is though. Kasi it's better for your spine.
Yes. Yeah. Diba say nga papag is one of the best beds.
What's a papag?
Yung
floor ng actually floor of bahay kubo,
but they also call it the yung bed na parang bamboo slats, they also call that a papag.
Well, that's because the floor in the province ganon.
Yes. So it's basically a bed pero yung parang nasa
hindi
floor
siya, hindi siya buo na like
saka walang kutsyon.
Yeah.
Walang kutsyon,
diba?
Okay, yeah, I know what that is now. No need to explain. Thank
and,
you.
What a bitch.
Magtatanong pero pag sinagot mo.
What? I just don't want to waste your time.
You have the you have the manners of an ill-mannered person.
Wow.
Akala
mo
what a comeback.
Strangely, I'm not too affected by that statement.
You know what? You have the manners of an ill-mannered
person.
Okay. Wala yung momentum. Ooh. So the top 10, what's the difference? You definitely know what to send us. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what's the difference.
RX931.com. Good morning, guys. Welcome to another news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del.
Hi,
Gino.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Chico.
Nice to finally get to know your name.
Newscasters have to say their names, dude. Joss Whedon dropped a huge hint regarding new comic book characters being added to the Avengers.
Listen to this, Gina. You're gonna love this.
Okay, I got their attention. And fanboys are in a frenzy trying to determine which superheroes are set to make their Marvel Universe big screen debut come 2015. According to the director, quote, "I've got my favorite characters from the comic books. A brother-sister act, they're in the movie." Now that's what the director said at the Iron Man 3 premiere this week when asked about the status of the Avengers 2 screenplay. He said, "That's exciting." The consensus among online fans is that the most likely pairing would be Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, Wanda and Pietro Maximoff.
Yeah.
If correct, the introduction of the siblings could lead to exciting cameos and crossover storylines in the future, as the two characters are the twin children of another huge comic-turned-movie franchise player, X-Men's Magneto.
Dun, dun, dun.
See, I didn't even know that. That's a revelation to,
dun, dun, dun,
to the likes of me.
To Quicksilver.
But then they have to put the Vision there.
All right, well,
Scarlet Witch.
Now, while Joss is excited about the second Avengers installment, he admitted the pressure to do justice to the beloved superheroes while penning the script can be overwhelming at times. The Avengers 2 is slated for theatrical release May 1, 2015.
Layo pa.
Layo pa.
2 years. Mag-May 1 on Wednesday.
Your reactions are exactly the same.
Kasi I thought 2014.
No, but at least naman kasi, okay, like this year, you know, Iron Man 3 still out. You've got Thor 2. And another Wolverine movie.
So
and then
least.
By next year, you can expect another Captain America film. And I don't know.
It'll tide you over.
Yeah, it'll tide you over until the Avengers 2. And I'd rather that it take long.
Pero maganda.
I have a stupid question because I don't know this world.
Okay.
What is up with Quicksilver? What does he do?
He's fast. He's like the Flash.
Like Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Scarlet Witch
but
can
he's got
alter
a sucky
reality.
Costume.
Huh?
Para siyang naka-tights.
Oh, para naka-tights. Just white hair siya.
Uh-oh.
But she Scarlet
Witch. Scarlet Witch rocks.
She
rocks.
Is she hot?
She's the best.
She rocks.
Hindi talaga grabe. She's my hero.
I don't really hear a lot
oh
of fanboys saying that.
He's your hero.
No, but she's annoying. She's kind of cuckoo.
Awesome siya.
Well,
but she's kind of
look,
cuckoo.
Yeah. Maybe that's where Chico got
and it. She is the reason for a lot of majorly catastrophic events in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, she's
because she
causes
can alter parang. Well, this doesn't really have anything to do with the Avengers, but there's one storyline kasi where parang she loses her children and so she goes crazy and just completely erases all the mutants in the world.
I have another question. They're the kids of Magneto, right?
Yeah.
Does a superhero grow old or does his children or her children grow up and catch us up to how she looks like?
No. They get older.
They get old.
Oh, they
like
get
Magneto
old.
Was,
okay.
But this storyline is House of M. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. House of M is where Magneto becomes like king of the world or something like that.
Okay.
And then,
well,
because now she alters reality.
And that's a reality.
She recreated her children and erased all the mutants.
You know what I like about Scarlet Witch though? I don't know the newer version of her, but because I stopped reading comic books around like in the 90s. But before, yung version of Scarlet Witch, I really loved it. Pag magkaano siya, when she zaps someone, her hands are in the shape of ano, yung I love you.
kaya yung mga heroes ni Chico.
Yeah, that's
oh my god, I wonder
she's
who
so
Awesome.
I wonder who they're gonna get to play them. Because I mean, okay, in the Marvel universe,
are they supposed to be young?
Not really. Super young. Like early 20s, late teens. Okay. More of early 20s.
Okay.
But in the Marvel universe, everyone's hot.
Well, that's true.
Diba? All the heroes, all the villains are pretty good looking.
Is there a fat superhero?
The Blob.
Oh, ganun
lang. Okay. But they're only fat because they really have to be fat.
Saka gusto ko kay
somebody's parang chubby.
Gusto ko kay Scarlet Witch yung hairdo niya. It's curly on top, tas biglang straight sa sides, tas curly na naman sa dulo. Parang poodle.
Chico, the things you
diba?
You gravitate towards.
The people he idolizes.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, diba? Well, you know, you have a long way to
and
go.
And the casting.
2015.
Can you imagine the casting rumors? Who would they cast?
I wonder who
the
they're
Scarlet
gonna get.
Witch?
As Quicksilver, actually. Para mga Joseph Gordon-Levitt siya, no?
Kasi hindi guwapo si Quicksilver, eh.
Parang, hindi siya guwapo.
He looks a little parang gaunt and a little... Ano siya, eh? Para siyang... Basta. Well,
para siyang emo kid.
Oo, parang ganun. Ganun.
Okay.
Tapos white hair.
So two years to wait.
Yeah.
And then some. Maybe two years and 2 days.
And si Pietro is a hothead.
Yeah. I like that name,
para
Pietro.
Para siyang Human Torch. Mm-hmm. Yung lagi siyang galit, lagi siyang masungit.
Parang Gino.
Yun. Ganun.
I'll show you a photo of Quicksilver.
Grabe to nung signing. Siyempre, medyo relaxing siya because of all the shots that he took, right? Yeah. He was like, can you give me the book already? Can you give me the...
Sungit, diba?
Ang sungit,
grabe. Always, I swear.
No, kasi I wanted to be
efficient. We should have Hazard Pay working with Gino Bo.
Whatever. Okay, this... Well, he looks old na here, eh, but...
But the way, kind of looks old talaga.
Yeah, even because before, he has white hair.
Oh, okay, parang he...
That's what
not
he inherited
like
from Magneto.
He's never really drawn as somebody who's...
Oh
whooping.
My God, you know who can be Quicksilver? Si Draco.
Ah, yeah. Diba? But an older version.
Oh, well, they can always make him a little bit older. But, okay, that's what Quicksilver looks like.
Oh.
Can I see which version is that?
Just a normal, the classic one.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Again, watch for it in theaters 2 years from now. 2 years and 2 days.
Watch for it. It's coming soon.
May 1, 2015. That's the news. The second one today here on the show. But it is a Monday, which means a third news update has to do with the results of the North American box office. It's coming up right here on The Morning Rush on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Chico, can we just say hello to Rachel?
Hello.
Or Rochelle. She was the one who sent us letters, like
yes.
A printed letter.
Yes, yes,
all
yes.
Three
the one
of
that
us.
Was formed into a t-shirt?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So hello to Rachel or Rochelle. So we got your letter. Thank you so much. We're keeping your card.
Your card, yeah.
And one of these days when we're off to travel again somewhere, we're going to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Also to Basti, who didn't make it to the signing, but he had, I think this was him who sent over the Precious Moments thing.
Oh, yeah.
So he gave me, Basti gave me the... A Precious Moments
right.
Figurine.
Those figurines.
So thank you. I got it and it's safely home. Thank you very much. Also, special thanks to Specialist Joe.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
To Dada Guapo. To
Tagofabic.
Tagofabic. Yes. Satine Pastel.
Yes.
Who else?
To Jay Ryan and Yon Tifian who actually flew all the way.
Right. Yeah. Even Merrick the Fox.
Yep.
Yeah. To all the SG Rushers who made it possible and made it easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the Summit people to
everybody
do
everybody just helped out.
They have their shirts, they have their IDs.
Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
fun.
It's so cute.
And they just made everything so much more efficient.
More efficient.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can get tiring, 1 to 7
for
working.
Sure. But Si Dao,
right.
Yes. The highest paid SG Rusher. Tapos, pinagtrabaho natin, nakakaya naman.
No, pero napansin ni Gino that he lost weight.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, tapos asked him, apparently he's going somewhere.
He's been running. He's been running and he's going on vacation.
He's been running away from the cops.
And we'd really just like to, tell everybody because, you know, a lot of them went, they were saying, you know, we thought you guys were saying that it was 1 to 7, we went there at 5, but as early as that, they were no longer accepting like registration.
They didn't have the numbers anymore.
It's just that, you know, we're really sorry. It's just that nobody expected that there would be that many people. So we really thought that there was time for you guys to show up at any time, and you will be accommodated.
Literally, we thought that we had leisure.
Yeah. You know, we could write.
And on a personal note, I actually thought that by mga 4 or 5, tapos na tayo.
Exactly. We'd just be waiting around for anyone who would just show up randomly.
Because people would trickle in. I mean, it's not false modesty. We really thought, because it's Singapore. Yeah.
Right.
So, well, thank you to everybody. And we're really sorry there were people who said that, you know, we could just watch you from afar because, you know, we can't have our book signed. And some of them were so ready to have their book signed. They brought their books, but they couldn't anymore. So,
I mean, it was we totally didn't expect it, that the books that we brought were gone. We thought we wouldn't sell all of them, but we did.
Exactly.
So, again, but the SG Rushers really are...
Thank you.
Really are a different kind of bunch.
And thank you for all the offers. People were really... It's just that we really didn't have that much time.
Yeah, they wanted to take us out to dinner.
Yeah, they were all offering, like, you know,
and
drinks
we would have.
And dinner. We really would have, seriously.
But there's just no more time, and we had, you know, prior engagements.
Yeah.
So...
Balik na lang tayo on a casual, ano.
That's what I was
thinking. That would be nice.
That would be fun.
That would be nice. Oh, and to Sir Cox of O'Leary.
Yes, thank you. And all the Pinoy...
And all the Pinoy waiters and waitresses.
Exactly. The staff, thank you. The girl who was...
Serving the shots.
Yeah, the shots.
Right, she was so efficient.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody tweeted us...
Too efficient.
Right. No, somebody tweeted us that's actually his girlfriend. My girlfriend is the one serving you your drinks. So, hello.
Cool. She was just so efficient. And she knew, like, is this done?
Uh-oh.
And then she would be serving the next shot.
Yun na nga, masyado siyang efficient. Sana binagala niya ng konti.
So, thank you.
And she's always giving us water, too. Knowing that. Para nakikita niya ata, para medyo may tama na tumakot.
Oh, susuray-suray na. Chico, you know, Jay Ryan was saying the best moment of the SG book signing was when everybody started to sing your ringtone.
I know. Tapos ano yung sabi niya? Ano yung sabi niya nun? May sinabi siya eh.
May sinabi ka nun eh.
Sino lang ba hinihintay mo?
Ay nako, ewok sa inyo. Here we go, the top 10.
Ay nako.
Courtesy of Paul Jeffrey, the top 10. What's the difference? So if you just tuned in, these are the examples we are looking for. Stealth Hiroshi says, what's the difference between my car and my girlfriend? My car has bumpers. Madison Camille says, what's the difference between yesterday and today?
What?
I love you more today.
Than yesterday. Pangkanta.
Stealthy Roshi also says, what's the difference between a fairy tale and a massage?
What?
Well. Okay, natin sagutin yan.
Wala masyadong difference.
Wala masyadong difference. Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between arguing with a knife and arguing with your mother-in-law?
What?
The knife has a point.
Wow. Somebody hates his mother-in-law.
I know.
Drix says, what's the difference between you and dark chocolate?
What?
Okay, what?
Yung isa masarap kahit bitter. Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between an old man and an old woman? An old woman and an old man.
What?
An old woman dreams of having kids. The old man dreams of dating them.
True, Chico?
Whatever. Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between love and herpes?
What?
Love doesn't last forever. Ako si Poklong says, what's the difference between my life and your mouth?
What?
My life doesn't suck.
What?
We might as well do this.
What was that?
Get this out of the way. From Cristiano Reynaldo, what's the difference between Fun and Chico?
What?
Fun can say, we are young. Tatawa-tawa kayo, ha? Tatawa-tawa kayo, ha?
Kasi, huy.
No,
because it's funny.
It's funny naman, eh. Plus,
it's the band.
Even Nate Roos of Fun kept saying during the recently concluded Grammy Awards that they're not young.
But they're just singing it.
No, because it's about feeling young. That's why it's called Tonight We Are Young.
We Are Young. Just like Madonna singing like a virgin.
Like a virgin.
Doesn't mean she's
not really
a virgin.
Obviously, she's not a virgin.
But you made me feel like a virgin.
Diba? Yung parang...
Dine Girl says... ano to? Equal opportunity to. Dine Girl says, what's the difference between Bagyo and Gino?
What?
Parehong mahangin, pero yung bagyo, walang insecurities.
Oh my
Parang mas masama yun, ah.
Parang
hindi equal opportunity yun, eh.
That's
equal
so
opportunity
big.
Yun.
Okay. You know, I bet you, Chico just picked like a wala lang. Parang no, ano.
Alam mo, pag wala akong pinili sa akin, sabihin, hindi ako pipili. Pag naman pumili ako ng meron, Chico, may reklamo pa rin. Puro ka reklamo, eh. And from Cristiano Ronaldo, what's the difference between...
Bigla, we go to break.
What's the difference between a tire at boobs ni Delamar?
Wala kwenta.
Ano? Bilis.
Ano?
Yung isa flat. Yung tire.
See?
Not so bad.
Whatever. That's really the entry?
Yeah. Okay. Yung isa sa dalawa flat. Actually, walang sagot.
Tinagdag ko na lang yung tire
si Cristiano
flat.
Ba yan?
Oo, si Cristiano.
Naku.
Sizzling Banana says, what's the difference between Chico and the Statue of Liberty?
What?
Nothing. They're both green and made from the last century. Callie Byrne says, what's the difference between lasing na asawa at politiko?
What?
Ang lasing na asawa, hindi marunong magsinungaling. OMGN says, what's the difference between city and seas?
What?
Yung city, baga magotsa. Yung seas, baga magsinko.
Pwede.
City also G's.
And from, ano, ano?
G's.
Oh! Oh my God!
Ano, Gino? Ano, Gino?
Ano, G's. What did you
G's.
Say?
G's.
What did you
Kasi diba G's?
Hashtag, bye Gino!
G's!
OMGN says, what's the difference between diploma and deposit?
What?
Diploma fixes deposit.
Diploma.
Mash Plutonium says, what's the difference between a Becky and your girlfriend?
What?
The Becky pays, your girlfriend gets paid.
Oh! Oh, that's horrible! Ouch. That's girlfriend.
And the top. What's the difference comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
what's the difference between... This is for a guy. Ang kausap mo dapat nito, guy. Mm. What's the difference between your jokes and your...
Okay.
Nobody laughs at your jokes.
This is bad.
Ang sama.
Ang sama nito. Grabe.
Oh, it's a two-pronged thing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there you go. That's the top 10... What's the difference? Keep sending in your entries. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What's the Difference.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for suggesting this. Let's start off with, we are doing the top 10. What's the difference? Let's start off with Stealthy Rashi. What's the difference between Angel Oxin and your girlfriend?
Hmm. What?
Flick of the light switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they can be anyone you want them to be.
Exactly.
There are certain aspects that
I was about to say.
No, it's not just something that
not
you
even
see.
Light can fix that.
Yeah,
it's something you feel.
And also from Young Indie, what's the difference between Chico and Baby Whale and Dell and
what?
Ilang years nga ba, guys? Arg!
Del, ikaw, baka may gusto ko sabihin.
Arg!
Nothing.
May mga differences daw.
Ay, nako.
Let's stick to time difference.
Baka may iba pa ba?
Sizzling Banana says, what's the difference between a kind of girl and mga taxi?
What?
What?
What's the difference? You'll get it when you hear what the difference is.
Okay.
About certain types of girls and mga taxi.
Okay. What?
Yung certain types of girls hindi namimili ng sasakay. And also, Callie Byrne says, what's the difference between an alarm clock and your bungangerang nanay in the morning?
At least you can put it on snooze.
No?
What?
Unfortunately,
yung alarm clock ang pwede mong patayin.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Please, you know, somebody was tweeting, sana daw part ng book 3. She really likes yeah, it, the top 10.
That's actually nice. Elliot Girl says, what's the difference between a door and your legs?
You can lock a door?
You can close the door?
The door actually closes every now and then. also, something very similar from Cristiano Ronaldo. What's the difference between Chris Brown and Rihanna and your legs?
What?
Chris and Riri are back together.
Your legs are still so, they're still far apart.
You're still estranged.
Madison Camille says, what's the difference between my ex and my present?
What?
3 inches. Okay. Alexa says, what's the difference between a bull and a cow?
What?
A bull smiles when you milk it. Okay. The entry.
Bakit may nakita akong pattern?
Alam mo kung bakit? He's so sleepy that only the green entries.
Yun na lang yung nakikita.
No. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, what's the difference, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
what's the difference between a washing machine and a girl?
What?
You can put your load in a washing machine and it'll not call you after a month. All right, so the top 10, what's the difference? Just key in RX.
Three!
Grabe! Lakas ng loob, no? Feeling ko, then.
Tweet us via twitter.com/RX931.
What do you feel?
Feeling ko,
yes?
Nakahanap ng trabaho to sa Singapore.
What's the difference?
Nakahanap ng trabaho to sa Singapore, kaya lakas ng loob, eh. Kasi nung nandun tayo, nakikinig tayo ng mga radio stations. Mga radio. Obviously, kaya hindi ako nakahanap ng trabaho doon.
Mga radio station.
Lakas ng loob eh.
Oo, so, alam, pero sobra. Too much, ha? Too
diba?
Much.
Feeling ko talaga eh. Nakahanap yan doon eh. Para okay lang. Sige.
Pupapalan nila ng resignation. Malapit na. 2 weeks notice. Alright, we'll have 3 half batches for you still.
Yes.
Left before we close the show at 10. Alright, let's get into this.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Box Radio, RX 93.1. All right, and again, we just like to thank everybody for joining us the past weekend over at Singapore. All the Pinoys out there. Oh, and thank you to Cebu Pacific Air.
Oh, well, thank you.
We got to do fun games on air.
But that was a different experience altogether.
I never thought that I would actually get to do that.
Having to speak into the public address system, their whatever.
It's actually a phone.
It's a phone, and it's like, wow, it's my voice being heard throughout the whole plane. I never thought we'd get to do that.
Hey, can we just address Lota Lipit, who goes, it's Single Ladies by Beyonce, not Check On It. Yeah, the first song that Chico was singing was Single Ladies.
No, but
the song that
it.
We wanted to refer to was Check On It.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you as well to all the SG Rushers who made it very, very possible and easy to do the whole thing, from Specialist Joe to Dada Guapo to Dao Mingsa to Satin Pastel.
Tagofabic.
To even
the ones manning the camera, there were like 2-3 people manning the camera as
right.
well.
Right.
And the people behind the scenes, like Montage. They were
Montage,
there.
Montage, yeah, who wanted to do a Montage interview.
Actually, you can also check out the pictures over at the SG Rushers page.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those who went there, or for those who just want to see pictures, they're all there as well. You might want to check it out.
And we met a lot of people who've been listening to this show since the 90s.
So many people gave us gifts. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chocolates and cupcakes. And the parang that roll thing. And also, remember that drawing? The daughter?
Yeah.
The daughter, yes.
The red paper.
3 stars and a sun.
There's also that.
Yeah.
There's also... Just thank you.
Was
there's
that so for Renaboy?
No.
Okay.
Which one?
The one who had the shirt?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Miranda Boy, I think, is based here.
He's yeah. based here, okay.
So, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and the people who were in charge of the photos, Paula, Jane, Eric.
There you go.
Paula, Jane, Eric. Thank you.
Here we go. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey.
To yes. the people who came from here and flew all the way to Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to join us.
Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for sending in the top 10. What's the difference? Let's start off with Cristiano Ronaldo. What's the difference between a politician and an invisible man?
What?
The invisible man made transparency. Politicians don't. Also,
Hey, over the weekend, of course, we were in SG, but we would like to congratulate winners.
We would like to congratulate ourselves.
No. I mean, yes, of course. We won
the best FM radio station.
Best FM radio station, but also congratulations to Tom Alvarez.
Yes.
And to Louis D.
Yeah.
Who won
Countdown Top 7.
Yes.
And also Tom for best
male DJ.
Music DJ.
So congratulations to you guys. But they were with us, so they, you know, they couldn't go to the awards night.
I know.
And of course, you know, congratulations to us.
Yeah.
Ninth best FM station.
Best FM station.
That's crazy.
And fourth consecutive.
Oh.
So thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Yung three stars in the sun is Nell Alone pala.
Yes.
Nell Alone. There you go.
And Pepe says, what's the difference between kulangot and hot girl?
No, what?
Yung kulangot, kukunin mo muna bago mo bilugin. Ang hot girl, bibilugin mo muna bago mo makuha.
Wait, what does bibilugin mean?
Yeah, like bubulahin.
Bubulahin.
And also, let's see here. Jubeth Leasing says, what's the difference between yung harap mo at yung likod mo?
What?
Pareho lang.
Ouch.
Alexa says, what's the difference between a light bulb and a blonde?
What?
The bulb is smarter, but the blonde is easier to turn on.
What is up with the blonde jokes?
Okay, Kamshu says, what's the difference between me and your current girlfriend?
What?
Brains.
No.
Also, let's see here. Coming from J.M. Terrado. What's the difference between a plastic bag and you?
Mm. What?
Wala. Parehong supot. Pareho siyang supot eh. Parang ikaw.
Kasi plastic ang tao.
Plastic ang tao.
Eh, yan lang yan.
Plastic supot. Pareho kayo. And Alexa says, what's the difference between a blonde and a Porsche?
What?
You don't lend the Porsche to your friend.
Oh.
That's
horrible.
Neil Yamato says,
oh, nga, no. I was going to go like, do you have any blonde friends?
Well.
Well.
Neil Yamato says, what's the difference between grade school and college?
You what?
In grade school, you say, yay, the teachers know my name. In college, you say, shoot, the teacher knows
my name. Yeah.
That's always been my problem. I'm letter A.
Yeah.
So they know
the first one, yeah.
And the top. What's the difference comes from Pepe.
Pepe says,
what's the difference between Georgina and Bading?
What?
Georgina is fair down there. Yung Bading, there's a pear down there. Pretty girl siya, pero there's a pear down there.
There's an extra pear.
Yes.
There's a little pear.
Oh, yes.
And we're not talking about the fruit.
No. The top 10, what's the difference? If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What's the Difference.
Good morning, guys. Final news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Are they back together? Justin Bieber basically proved his on and off romance with Selena Gomez is on again.
Oh!
By posting
damn you, Bieber.
A topless photo of himself in an embrace with a Spring Breaker starlet. Bieber posted the black and white image on Instagram on Friday. Now, the image reveals a shirtless Bieber working on his laptop as Gomez hugs him from behind with a mischievous face. The caption reads, "You've been making music for too long, babe. Come cuddle."
Damn it!
Dash her.
So affected.
Earlier this month, the couple sparked reconciliation rumors after she jetted to Oslo, Norway to visit Bieber while he was on tour. They split late last year amid rumors Bieber cheated on Gomez with a Victoria's Secret model. Meanwhile, Bieber has less than 1 month to collect his pet monkey, Mally. Mally? M-A-L-L-Y?
Yeah.
From German customs officials. The capuchin was seized last month when he failed to provide authorities with the proper paperwork. On Wednesday, his tour bus was raided in Sweden after a police officer smelled marijuana smoke coming from the vehicle. No one was on the bus when it was searched and no arrests were made.
Well, there's always been, even last week.
So sad.
Yeah, always rumors about them being together.
I wonder what she's thinking.
Chris Brown and Rihanna. You know, these two couples, people are always speculating.
I'm looking at the photo and I'm so disappointed.
Can I see? This is the one on Instagram.
Yeah.
So gosh, can I? May I?
Yeah.
I wonder what she's thinking.
He's such a D-bag now.
Yeah, actually.
Diba?
Even like the look. Even the look, on. Yeah, the look on that.
He's like a. Sorry, he's like a white Chris Brown.
Maybe that's his peg.
You know
peg.
What I mean? I really think that's his peg. Eh? I really think that is what he's gunning for.
What is Selena thinking?
Well, you know, the girls always love the bad boys.
That's the news. Right here on the Morning Rush. But there's more entertainment news coming your way. When Quick Fix starts at 10, you'll have Alvin and Jinri together at 10. Heard exclusively on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our Top 10, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. The Top 10, what's the difference? Let's start off with Cristiano Ronaldo. What's the difference between you and Bulalo?
Ang Bulalo may utak.
Yes. Kawawa ka naman.
Why do they call it utak, no?
Well, because the brain is also like mush inside a bone, like your skull.
Yeah.
Chico! Mind off the gutter, please.
No, I'm just saying. Sometimes it feels like it's thinking for me.
I'm sure it is.
That makes sense now.
Lock on Strata says, what's the difference between you and an ATM?
What?
Yung isa marunong mag-withdraw.
So you can't withdraw the knowledge from their mind.
Yes,
you try to extract certain information and you can't.
Have you ever found people who couldn't withdraw money from an ATM?
No.
I see
they
that.
They need help.
Really?
Yeah. You'll find them, they're holding up the line.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what to do.
They're scratching their heads and they're like, oh, what do I do next?
Wow. Hassle naman yun.
Yep. And I think they're afraid of technology. They don't want to try it. You know
but
how...
they're just scared that, you know, something might happen.
No, siguro sometimes it's just technology lang.
Technology.
They're just not familiar with it.
I remember like someone, like in a bank now, you don't need to fill up a form.
Yeah.
You just need to do all your... Yeah. Through a machine. Through a machine. Like tell them what you want to do, the transactions. And some people are turned off by it because they don't know how.
How to use it.
And I just say, just try it. It's so easy.
You know, my mom still has, wants passbook. That's why she doesn't like ATM.
No, but sometimes someone even if you're a fan of technology, it's nice to have a passbook.
Right.
Because like you just see you're just more aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Everything is updated. Everything is, you know. Alexa says, what's the difference between a politician and a bucket of poo?
What?
The bucket.
And how fitting, because it is election season.
Yeah.
I mean, campaign season. Wait, just a reminder, May 13 is a special non-working holiday.
Right, since it is voting. Hey, it is voting
day. Yeah, it is.
LS Dominique says, what's the difference between a jeep tsaka ikaw?
What?
Yung jeep, pag malapit na, bumabagal.
Oh, ikaw? Ikaw? Huh? Ikaw?
Ano?
Ano difference? Sige nga.
Ano siya? Bumibilis.
Kasi sobrang siyang excited eh when he's meeting someone.
Oh, yay!
Pag andyan na, uy!
Bumibilis yung lakad mo, di ba? Parang,
especially sa airport, di ba? Sa airport, ang tagal mo, lumalabas ko na.
She just burst with excitement.
Oo, pag nakita mo na yung car mo na doon na yung sundo mo, bigla ka na tatakbo.
Yeah. Excited kang lumabas.
Shivana says, what's the difference between snowmen and snow girls?
What?
Snowballs.
It's somewhere there.
Rostas is there.
Shivana says, what's the difference between an illegal immigrant? What's the difference between an illegal immigrant and E.T.?
What?
E.T. eventually went back home. Yung illegal immigrant, tago pa rin ang tago. Ilad Villanueva says, what's the difference between a steak and your wife?
What?
You can always take away the fat from a steak.
Oh!
Oh, you don't know you didn't.
Akala ko, because the steak's well done.
Well, that too.
Tapos your wife is rare. Diba? Oh, kasi parang rare find yung wife mo eh.
Yes. Shivana says, what's the difference between 64 and 69?
Five.
No,
that's
pwede, pero that's not the answer. What? The answer is the square root of 64 is 8.
Huh.
The square root of 69 is 8 something. Kasi diba, point something something.
You know, that's actually a line from a Drake song.
Yeah.
He goes, the square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Because I've been trying to work it out.
Exactly. Kasi nga parang point something, it's hard to
know. Oh, 8 point blah 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 blah. 8.3 yata.
8.3 like
whatever.
Basta 8 something.
Parang padded yan.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, what's the difference, comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
what's the difference between askal at ikaw?
What?
Yung isa, kalat-kalat, madumi, galisin, habulin ng bitches. Yung isa, aso.
Ay.
The top 10, what's the difference? One final batch. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what's the difference.
Alpha Males on air.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. Thank you. The top 10, what's the difference? Here we go, final batch. From France Jerome, what's the difference between you and your piggy bank?
What? What?
The piggy bank can take 2 pennies at the same time. Because they're very, very money pis yun, di ba? Ang galing.
Obviously, you can take in more. Because you're a human being. You can put so many pennies in your pocket.
Sure, di ba? In your pocket, right? Right. And
it's only as a... only you limit yourself. You are your...
worst enemy.
Right.
Sabi nga ni Justin Bieber, never say never.
Never say never. Also, coming from Cristiano Ronaldo, what's the difference between a boxer and your boyfriend?
What?
Boyfriend, ang boxer can go many rounds.
And because the boyfriend isn't a professional fighter.
Right.
One round lang, hinihingal na eh. Parang give up na agad eh. Pero masaya na sa dun kasi nagamit na yung buong
sundukan na sila. Hugsy Wugsy says, what's the difference between a bachelor and a married man?
What?
The bachelor comes home, see what's in the refrigerator, then goes to bed. Married man comes home, see what's in bed, and goes to the refrigerator.
How sad.
Aww.
That's so sad.
France Jerome says, what's the difference between my hair and your boyfriend?
What?
My hair is straight. Also, let's see here. From MJ Fizz, what's the difference between Gina Boy and a seagull?
What?
The seagull can leave a deposit on a Ferrari. Poklong says, what's the difference between Wikipedia and my term paper?
What?
Nothing.
Plagiarism. Oh my gosh.
Copy paste.
Gusto ko yung nahiya eh.
Nothing. Mr. Vader says, what's the difference between a motorcycle daredevil show and a girly bar?
What?
The Daredevil show, the motorcycle Daredevil show, has a wide array of cunning stunts. And also, Gooey Macho says, what does a good bar and a good woman have in common?
What?
What?
Liquor in the front and poker at the back. Kasi ba parang yung mag-iinuan muna kayo, tapos magbabaraha kayo afterwards. Ang galing, ha?
Grabe to!
Ang galing, grabe.
Nakahanap talaga to ng trabaho sa Singapore. Kaya lakas ng loob nito eh.
When he said he was going to shop,
feeling ko bumunta sa red light district yan eh. Nakahanap ng clientele.
Alexa says, what's the difference between a wife and a mistress?
What?
Oh my gosh, it's like day and night. Cristiano Reynaldo says, what's the difference between Katy Perry and your boyfriend?
What?
Katy kissed the girl and she liked it. Okay. Alexa says, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
What?
A pickpocket snatches watches.
And then
I don't know.
What does a peeping Tom do?
We're in a rush. Alexa says, what's the difference between a lasinggero and a pangit?
What?
The next day, hindi na lasing ang lasinggero.
Ang pangit-pangit. I like this one. Can we just do this? Who is Jason Lim goes, what is the difference between you and an electric fan?
What?
Yung electric fan, may standards.
Yeah, that is true. And the top entry for what's the difference comes from the Jeff Effect.
The Jeff Effect says,
what's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Okay, what?
You can't hear an enzyme.
Grabe!
Sobra ka na. That's too much. That's it. We gotta go.
Bye-bye.
We'll see
you. We'll see you tomorrow. Up next, it's Quick Fix.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.